This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Janet Saidi. Governor Jane Nixon's administration says it is expecting more than 1,000 people to rally at the Missouri Capitol in support of Medicaid expansion. The Democratic governor plans to speak at this afternoon's event as part of his effort to expand Medicaid to more low-income adults, as envisioned by the federal health care law. Republican legislators so far have refused to embrace a Medicaid expansion in Missouri, and the prospects may be getting dimmer. Last week, President Barack Obama called for a one-year delay in a provision of the federal health care law that was to reduce payments to hospitals for caring for uninsured patients beginning in the year 2014. Nixon has said an expanded Medicaid program could provide funding for those hospitals, but some Republican state legislators say there now is no urgency to act. Brian Long has stepped down as director of the Missouri Department of Revenue after weeks of controversy surrounding the agency's handling of documents for driver's license and concealed carry weapons applicants. From Jefferson City, Marshall Griffin has this.
Long had testified at a number of hearings that the Department of Revenue was scanning source documents as a means of combating fraud, and that no one's information was being stored in a database for the Department of Homeland Security or otherwise being sent to the federal government. The news broke last week that DOR had compiled the entire list of concealed carry holders for the Missouri Highway Patrol, which sent it twice to an investigator for the Social Security Administration. Republican Senate members have sharply criticized Long for DOR's scanning policies and for compiling the CCW list. John Mullenkamp will serve as acting director until a permanent replacement is named. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Missouri Attorney General Chris Koster has more than $400,000 in the bank as he makes plans for a year 2016 gubernatorial race. Koster filed a quarterly finance report yesterday indicating he had about $400,000 in his account at the end of March. The Democratic Attorney General confirmed last week that he is making the necessary preparations to run for governor. The University of Missouri, Kansas City can now brag that it has the nation's greenest campus. With an 86% recycling rate, the school ranked number one in the Grand Champion category of the annual Recycle Mania competition. More than 260 campuses vied for the title. Through the competition, colleges and universities try to see who can collect the largest amounts of recyclables. UMKC's sustainability coordinator Kay Johnston says the school's victory shows that, quote, "When we all do a little, we all do a lot." The school began several new efforts this year. Among them, the library worked with other organizations to recycle books, and peer mentors helped students recycle or compost their trash. There also was a recycling competition and a document shredding event. For KBIA News, I'm Janet Saidi.